From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, March 12th. Pacific Gas and Electric customers will soon see a fee of about $5 added to their monthly bills. That's after the California Public Utilities Commission approved PG&E's request to add the additional fee at its meeting last week. The commission regulates pricing for utilities in the state. Ashley Frederick was one of many public commenters who said monthly bills are already too high.
How is $350 acceptable for two people? There should be a cap every year or every few years to mitigate these continuous rate hikes. Please don't allow another atrocious rate hike that will continue to impact the working class.
PG&E customers also saw a steep rise in how much they pay for power in January. The company says the rate increases are necessary for infrastructure upgrades and safety improvements. The good news is that customers will see some temporary relief on next month's bill. The biannual California Climate Credit will reduce customers' April bill by an average of $140. North State Public Radio is investigating how the rising costs of utilities is affecting residents, and we need your help. Fill out a survey at mynspr.org. Also, winter is almost over, and North State residents are enjoying more time outside. But beware, warmer weather and spring rains create the ideal breeding conditions for mosquitoes. The pests aren't just annoying, they're dangerous. With increasing mosquito populations comes increasing risk of West Nile virus. Symptoms are similar to the summer flu. Many who contract the virus are asymptomatic, but it can be serious and, in rare cases, fatal. Aaron Lumsdon is the assistant manager with the Butte County Mosquito Abatement District.
Mosquito viruses are a very serious thing. It just takes one mosquito bite to transmit virus in the right circumstances, you know. And so being smart about it, doing your due diligence, is something that I would advocate for.
He recommends limiting outdoor activity in the early morning hours and at night, wearing clothing that covers your limbs, and using a repellent containing DEET. It's also important to get rid of anything with standing water, such as flower pots, old tires, and puddles. He says mosquito larvae can hatch in something as small as a bottle cap. There have been no reported cases of the virus in Butte County this year, but Lumsden says it's early in the season. And in other news, Butte County officials say they still have hundreds of free emergency warning devices to hand out to residents in unincorporated areas. The county is distributing Alert FM receivers to help warn residents of fire evacuations or other emergencies. The devices receive radio frequencies and aren't reliant on cell service or electricity, so they can be used by emergency officials when other communication methods go down. The county has been distributing the receivers in partnership with the Sheriff's Office since 2021. They are prioritizing residents who live in fire-prone ridge communities. As of last week, officials said they still had a little more than 300 devices available. Also, around 300 people have possibly been exposed to measles after a child with a confirmed case of the disease was seen at the UC Davis Emergency Department last week. Dr. Matthew Mitten, El Dorado County's public health officer, said individuals that were confirmed to be at the emergency department during that time will be contacted. He advised anyone that believes they were exposed not to go directly to an emergency room, as it could increase the spread of the disease. And March is Women's History Month, and the California State Senate yesterday passed a resolution recognizing the occasion. The author, Berkeley Democratic Senator Nancy Skinner, says despite the significant contributions women have made, many achievements by women have been largely overlooked and unacknowledged.
Why we need to do that uplifting is because each time a girl opens a book and finds a womanless history, she learns that she is worth less.
The roots of Women's History Month originate with the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women. In 1978, the commission initiated Women's History Week, an occasion that was then enacted by Congress in 1987 as National Women's History Month in perpetuity, in acknowledgement that the significant contributions made by women in every field of American life were largely undocumented and unknown and deserved to be recognized. And finally, a new program is connecting farmers and ranchers with mentors to help them succeed. Retiring farmers can be valuable as mentors to a new generation moving into agricultural careers. The program run by the California Bountiful Foundation and the California Farm Bureau will now pay them to mentor those entering the field. The program has slots for 200 mentors and 200 mentees. Priority for enrollment is being given to disadvantaged farmers and veterans. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, March 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.